We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 2, and text number 16.
Gurunam cha lagunam cha.
Gurunam cha lagunam cha.
Guruni cha laguni cha.
Gurunam cha laguni cha.
Praschitani papanam.
Praschitani papanam.
Pantuktani maharshivi. Gurunam,
Gurunam,
heavy,
grave,
cha,
cha,
and lagunam, light, cha, also, guruni, heavy, cha, and laguni, light, cha, also, praschitani, the process of atonement. Papanam, of sinful activities. Gantva, knowing perfectly well. Uktani, have been prescribed. Maharishivi,
Maharishivi,
by great sages. Translation. Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes an incident that took place when Samba was rescued from the punishment of the Kauravas. Samba fell in love with the daughter of Duryodhan, and since, according to Kshatriya custom, one is not offered a Kshatriya's daughter unless he displays his chivalrous valor, Samba abducted her. Consequently, Samba was arrested by the Kauravas. Later, when Lord Balaram came to rescue him, there was an argument about Samba's release. Since the argument was not settled, Balaram showed his power in such a way that all of Hastinapur trembled and would have been vanquished as if by a great earthquake. Then the matter was settled, and Samba married Duryodhan's daughter. The purport is that one should take shelter of Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose protective power is so great that it cannot be equaled in the material world. However powerful the reactions of one's sins, they will immediately be vanquished if one chants the name of Hari, Krishna, Balaram, or Narayan.
I was hearing the lecture of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada explained Prabhupada have like big capacity, no, for explaining. No, when you hear Prabhupada, you feeling like all universe, no, and you feeling like very small part of the this universe, no, like very insignificant, no? So he was explaining about how in this existence existed different laws, no laws, and he explained like, for example, if you go to the school, you have ¿cómo se regla? Law, you have law in the school, you know, and then if you go to the work, you have laws in the school, no, in the work. So if you go into different places, you have different laws, but he explained in the country, everyone follow same laws, no. And so I was in Facebook yesterday, and I was checking news in Facebook, no, because all the devotees they posting so many things in Facebook. So sometimes I reading something from Facebook and these things. So I don't know who post in Facebook, but they make like new law in Ireland, and I saw one video, and it was like a thousand of women in the front of the government palace, how say government palace, see, in front of the government palace. And in the top was the president and all government people and was there, and all Matai's, all Women's Day was you know, protesting, you know, for something. And I was start to reading for why they protesting, and they say we don't want more abuse to the woman, no, and all of them, many of them, they was naked, you know, and they were protesting, no, for these things. So in the end, when I almost finished to read, all these women, they protesting. ¿Cómo se llama? A favor del aborto. No, no sé. Okay. They protesting because they want to make legal the abort. The abort. They want to make legal, you know, because many of them they ¿cómo se violaron? Yeah, so many of them they have abuse from the men, you know, and so they don't want to get a children and this thing. So they was protesting for make legal the abort, you know, and the government say okay, now it's legal the abort. So if you can abort with the when you want, you know, when you want you can abort. So this Prabhupada in the beginning of the chapter he explained how the government they are like cheaters, you know, they don't follow, they don't doing nothing, you know, and you put your ¿cómo se confianza? trust you put your trust on them, you know, and they making like a democracy, you know, and you put your vote, you know, your signal, and So you put your faith of them, and then in the end they steal your money, and you know they take your house, no, they take everything for you, no. So Prabhupada he say he don't want this, he don't accept this kind of people, no, and so he ¿cómo se refiere? Yeah, he refers this this kind of people, and he say if you follow the law of Krishna, no, you can be happy, no, you can be, you know, you Krishna never break your fee on him, you know. So so in verse previous verse, no, the Vishnu Dutas they was fighting with the Yamadutas, no, because he want to take Ajamil to the hells, no, and then in this in the next text Prabhupada explain how to if you chant the holy name, the of names of Krishna, of Narayan, you can be free from all sinful activities, no, and then in the class, when I hear in the morning, the Prabhupada class, he say nobody in this existence is innocent. Yeah, nobody's innocent. No, and I remember in Mexico one time, Hiranyananda Maharaj, he was giving lecture in Mexico, and then he speaking about the gurus. You know, and he say one of your guru is your fathers, your parents, you know, because when you born they teach you so many things, you know, and they are one of the five different gurus, kind of gurus, and in the end one lady made question to Maharaj, because Maharaj say you have to take care of them, you know, you have to listen of them, and in the end one lady asked to Maharaj, how I can love, how I can like my father, he abused me when I was a child. I cannot have this relation with him. No? How I can do it? And Maharaj say, your thinkings is only about this life. But this is not only one life. We have many lives, you know. and also we have karma from previous life, and so he say, maybe in your last life you want to be with you want to get something with your father, and now you cry because you get it, no, you have it, no. So he explained something like this, and then when I listen Prabhupada, he explained very nice things, and he explained this world is like jail, you know, and all of us, we are like prisoners in the jail. So he say nobody's innocent, no, even and childs and animals, you know, because many people they protesting for stop to kill animals, no, for women they don't want to be abused from men, you know, so many things, so many protests are in this world. But Prabhupada say this is because everyone have different level of thinkings, different level of spiritual, no, these things. So he say if you follow Krishna's law, you know, you are in the top of the understand the laws, you know. So, and also is one pastime in the seventh canto. I don't know if somebody know about the Sukyagya. He's a king. Somebody know this pastime, Sukyagya, from Sukyagya? No? So it's is one history who Hiranyakashipu explained to his mother, because Hiranyaksha died and he was in the funeral in his brother funeral, no, Hiranyaksha, and the mother of Hiranyakashipu, she was crying like anything, and she was like, oh, where is my son? Where is it? No, and she cannot tolerate this. This pain in the heart. So Hiranyakashipu, he tell this history for his mother, and this history is about the Sukyagya is a king, and he say Sukyagya was like almost like Krishna. He was like very beautiful with the hair like how se dice, no? Crunky hair, no, very beautiful guy, no, like very opulent, full of ornaments of gold, you know, diamonds and many things. So he was conquered so many kingdoms, almost all kingdoms in the planet, you know. And then he was thinking he are God, you know. He was like, you know, the ego was like very strong, you know, like I'm king, you know, like. So he say in the last fight, in the last war, he say I'm powerful, no, nobody can stop me. So he want to fight, you know, because the kings they never fight, you know. It's like president, he never go to work, you know, in the street for make the underground, the metro. He never work. He just stay and he say okay, do it. And this, no. So he was in the same way, no. He was like king. He just stay there and he ordered to his servant go there and fight and conquer this kingdom and like this. So he was thinking he are very strong, you know? And so in the last conquered the kingdom, he went to go for fight, you know. And then he go to fight and he was fighting, and then one of the opposite soldiers, he cut the one leg of him, and no arm, sorry, he cut the arm of him, no, like oh. And then he was kind of fight, you know, he was like oh, and then the other guy came and then cut the other arm, no, and then one guy come and then cut the leg, and he was like oh. No, and all soldier from his side, they was just looking how the king is constantly derrotar. He was over, no? Defeat? Yeah, like he was like lose, you know. He was lose the fighting, you know. And then in the end, one came and they put the, ¿cómo se llama? The, how we call this? The sword in the body, no, like, and then he followed down, no, he followed down, and then, and when he followed down, you know, all people, no, like from opposite and the this side, they was like in impression, no, like what is going on? No, he died, you know, like. And it was like silence, no? After this, it was like, psh, no, like silence, no? And then the body started to change, you know? The hair was like full of dirty, you know, from the ground, no? Dust, like completely. And he before have ¿cómo se dorado? Gold skin. He was having a gold skin before, and then when he died, it was like black, you know, like dark, you know, completely dark, no lights in the skin, you know, and the face was like all many scratches, no, like, you know, and in the Bhagavatam describes like you know when somebody have accident, no, it's like completely destroyed the body, so all people was thinking of him, he was like God, no, like they, ¿cómo se adorar? They worship like God, no, they worship him like oh my king, you know, like oh he's invincible, ¿cómo se dice? Nobody can conquer him, you know, like they glorify him, and then when he died, you know, all people ¿cómo se rompieron la fe? Faith of in him, you know, like very impact, you know, and then like six queens, you know, wife of him, they came around him, and these six queens was crying, you know, they was like, oh my king, she was hitting the body, you know, like, oh, don't die, please wake up, where are you, we need you, we, you know. And in so the crying of the kings was very strong, and in the so these cries you can hear in all universe, you know, and Yamaraj was in his kingdom, and Yamaraj he was hearing the crying of the queens, you know, and Yamaraj was like this, and then oh. Who is crying? It's so very strong and very deep, this crying. No? And then Yamaraj has like mystic powers, and he can see, you know, too far. He can see to from one planet to other planet. He can see, you know, what's going on there, no? Jai Panchatata ki jai. And then Yamaraj say, why this queen's crying for nothing? And for nothing, you know. And then Yamaraj take he changed his body for a children body. He changed the body for children body, and then he going to this planet, no? And then he was ¿cómo se observar? Observing, or cómo se? Yeah, he was looking like. You know, behind some tree, he was, and he was looking all happening in this, ¿cómo se escena? Essen. Essen, you know, in the Essen. And he was, oh, what is going on? And then he came to, you know, he came to speak with, talk with the queens. And he said, don't cry, why are you crying? You know, you crying for these elements? No? And he explained, no, he saying, why are you crying? Because he's not there anymore. No, and he say he explained like, why you didn't cry before know him? No, because before married with him you didn't know him. why you didn't cry before? No? And now you cry because he's not there anymore? No? Before you don't know him, and then you know him, and then you don't know him? No? Why are you crying for this, you know? It's like, no? It's, so this life always change. No? Why are you crying for this change in the life? So he explained how to be free from the attachment of the body, of the relations, you know, these things. And Prabhupada explained the same thing, and like this chapter, you know, he explained how don't put our full faith of the people, you know, like who don't are surrendered of Krishna. Or in Krishna, you know, for, and he explained that many people in government they have full faith of the president, or in your boss in your work, you know, in your authority in your work, and the, you know, and then they break your heart, and you feeling like completely like a animal, you know, like dog, you know, like. And Prabhupada called these people like dogs, you know. He say, you believe in God or you believe in dog? You want to put your faith in God or you want to put your faith in dogs? No? Because he calling like, you know, these people like dogs, no? So, this is how Yamaraj explained to these queens. Don't put your faith in who don't follow Krishna, Krishna's law, no. And then he explained, nobody in this world is pure, nobody in this world is innocent, no. Even if you, when you come to this planet, this means you are a sinful man, you know. And he explained, if even if you doing good karma, if you don't kill animals, if you protesting, if you fighting for the ¿cómo se dice? por el bien, for the good. Yeah, if you protesting for the good, no, for make the good in this planet, even you are a rascal, no, like a sinful man. And he explained. And he said, why? No? Because many people, they, you know, they are vegans, they are, you know, different, they want to be like good men, you know, like, you know, they want to give a donation for many foundations, you know, and he said, but these people also, they are sinful men. And he said, why? And he said, because even if you don't do bad activities, no, you kill someone. No, you kill your bacteria in your body. No, because you get body, and when you get body, this means you kill. Automatically, you kill. No, if you get body, you kill bacteria in your body. No, if you walking, no, every step you kill animals. No, ants or worms or different animals. You know. And but you thinking you are, I'm a peaceful man and I'm very merciful, but the all time you killing and killing, no, even if you killing yourself, no, because you really you sinful activities, no, like illicit sex, take drugs, alcohol. These things kill yourself, you know, your intelligence, your relation with Krishna, you know. So, so in this text explain why we have to, you know, and also he explained properly, even if you're doing yagyas, you know, before many people, they was doing yagyas for Vishnu and no forget for take or get benefits benefits of these yajñas. But Prabhupada said this is not enough. No, it's like a karma kanda. No, it's like a, he explained, like Christian or Muslims, they doing sinful activities all week, and in the weekend they go in for church and say, please forget my sinful activities, no, and thank you, no, and Krishna do it, no, Krishna can say, okay, I forget these sinful activities, but and then you make again the next week, and then, no, and all life you stay like this, and but you never can be free, you know, it's like not enough for us to be free from this material existence, no. So, somebody know why we have to chant Hare Krishna? Krishna
likes it. Because Krishna likes it.
Yeah, Krishna likes it, yeah. Other things? Somebody else?
Purify desires.
Purify desires. Another thing, no? What is the main thing from the chant Hare Krishna? Devil play from Krishna. Somebody else? Why we chant Hare Krishna? It's fun. Yugadharma. It's many different things, but the Prabhupada say in this verse, in this text, he explained, because so many people they doing yajñas for Krishna, but you don't get devotional service. So if you chant Hare Krishna, it's like asking to Krishna, please give me service, because our natural position is a servant of Krishna. So we when we chant Hare Krishna, it's like, please don't forget me in the jail, please take me out from this jail, no, I want to service to you again, no, and you know, when all many devotees in ISKCON before they do bhajans, they say how is it? They say how is it? They say, they explain about the something about holy name, and so many of them they say, please you we chant Hare Krishna for ask to Krishna for give service to us, or they say, what is the most powerful, stay with Krishna or stay without Krishna, no? And so many of them they say is more strong stay without Krishna, no, because in if you stay with Krishna, you get only one Krishna, but if you stay without Krishna, you feeling like many Krishnas, you know, like they explain something like this, and like if you are in this planet and you feeling the mood of separation, you know, they always say, please chant in the mood of separation on Krishna, you know, like, because this is more strong, you know. Even the gopis, when they stay in the spiritual world, they feeling the mood of separation of Krishna, you know, like, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So in this existence, in these times in Kali Yuga, we can feel very strong relation with Krishna, and we can feel many Krishnas. No, we can feel Krishna in the Brahman. No, we can feel Krishna in the devotees. We can feel Krishna in the other living entities, in the Paramatma. No, in different ways. So this is the main thing. When you chant Hare Krishna, you can get service. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, you don't have service. And you can see, you know, it's very clear. You know, who chant Hare Krishna always are in the temple, you know, always doing some activity for Krishna. You know. So many times I ask him myself, no? Why is many devotees No, it's like 1,000 devotees. They coming for one Ratha Yatra or for, no, for festival Janmashtami. But where are them all the rest of the year? No, sometimes I thinking like this. And my conclusion, my answer, or came from this pastime, you know. Because when you chant Hare Krishna, you pray for service. You know, Krishna, give me service, give me service, give me service. So who's chant more Hare Krishna, he are more close to Krishna. So this means, or we are in this room, who are in this room, chant more Hare Krishna. Because they are more involved in service, you know, involved in Hare Krishna all time, you know. So the point is how to the point is how to involve other devotees in the mood of chant Hare Krishna, or in the this and now I can see how they doing. No, many devotees around the world, many leaders around the world, they making like Kirtan Fest, you know, Ratha Yatras, you know, many festivals around the world. So this kind of festivals of holy name, they involve the people, you know, to enjoy or to participate, to involve in the devotional service. So they start to do some service, they test, they try the service. It's very testing, you know. And so even when you go to the street, you know, we give Hare Krishna mantra for everyone, you know, in the temple, you know. When you meet some devotee, you say Hare Krishna, and they remember you, you know, like Krishna is here, you know. So that way, it's very important to chant Hare Krishna all time. So in this verse, Prabhupada say the importance of the holy name. You know, even if you do a small sinful activity, or you kill men or brahmanas, you know, and he say, even if you do any sinful activities, if you chant Hare Krishna, you can be free from this karma, from these results. And so, like Ayamil, you know, he was very sinful guy, and in the end of the life, he chant Hare Krishna, you know, pure, and then he be free from the go to the hell. And Prabhupada always say he didn't like when we go to the school, you know, because they teach you so many things, you know, and in the end you are like PhD or very advanced teacher, you know, but you forget, they don't show you how to be free from the sinful activities, or how to be free from this material energy, or from this jail. No, it's like when you go to the jail and you meet many people in the jail, and they teach you so many things, no? How to do exercise, how to do cooking, so many things. But they don't teach you how to go more, how to be free, or how to go out more quick from the jail, no? And Prabhupada say devotees, they are like who are in the jail, and who teach you how to go out more fast from the jail, you know, and how to go back to home more quick, you know. So I don't know, I don't very expert in these things, but if somebody has some question or some commentary or something, and also my English is not so good, I can explain more very nice, no, but sorry for my offense. I try to learn more English, that's why I'm here, for try more English. And maybe next year I can explain more nicely, no? So, somebody have questions or commentaries?
Can you share your experience, brother?
My experience? Yeah, probably, why not? One time I was in the jail. So, many times I was in the jail. So, and one time we was in Harinam. It was in Barajade Festival. So all the devotees from the temple, we go for the most biggest market in Mexico. It's like flowers and vegetables. So it's like one city. It's like all Ljubljana. Is all Ljubljana is this market. Yeah, it's like I don't know how many kilometers for. So it's like city, like big city of is a big market. So in all festivals, we're going for all devotees. We take van and all cars. We're going for the market for do Harinam there, you know, and for us for the people for give donations, these things. So we did Harinam from 7 a.m. And in this festival also was like Ekadasi and Barajade festival. So we fasting this day, no? So we was in the market and we did Harinam, no? Like, and all people give like many flowers, no? Like, no, they go, oh, take these flowers, and they give like this, like flowers, take this, no? And we have like big mountain of flowers, no? So we say, oh, we cannot take this all flowers, no? Like, it's too much flowers. But in Mexico, they're using a lot of flowers, no? They put out the temple and in the doors, every doors, and in the they put the flowers and the top, and all, it's full of flowers, no? So we say, okay, it's okay, no? It's many flowers, it's better. So, and then they put all flowers in the van, and we say, oh, so where we can come back to the temple? It's no place for take the devotees. So we say, okay, we come back by subway, underground, no? And then we did Harinam. But we go from this market, another market, you know, because we want more flowers, you know, and we travel from this market, another market, and then we full like two cars was full of flowers. So no more space for the devotees come back to the temple. And then we came in the underground, and then all people they throw us the Lakshmi. They say, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, take, you know, like like this, no? They, and police, no, this police in the for enter, go enter, the security, they say, oh, Hare Krishna, okay, you can go free, and they have like a card, and they put card, and you can go free, no? And then all Harinam was for free in the underground, and everything was like perfect, no? Like, so I was like, oh, this never happened, no? Like, I was like, this is Krishna mercy, because you know when you want to give for Krishna, Krishna help you in all service. So we was in the underground, and so like one station before arriving in the station of the Deris temple, the police came, because we are like, we was like very static in the Harinam, no? Like, and then the police came, hey, please stop, please stop. Because the boss can see from the cameras, and they can tell us, you don't working, why you ¿cómo se permitir? Hello? Yeah, why you love these things, no? And so, and then we say, okay, and I stop to singing, and one devotee say, no, you cannot stop the Harinam, because this is the most important thing to do in this life. Yeah, this is Lord Chaitanya mission. You cannot stop this mission. Even what is this king who want to stop Kasi? He say, even Kasi can't stop this. Why? Who thinking? Who are you? No, like this guy very fanatic. No, like start to with the police. No, and the police say, "Oh, you want to stop? Okay, let's go to the jail." No? And they take us, no, to the jail. No, and then we was in the jail and we stay. They say, "Okay, for this activity, you have to stay like 15 hours in the jail." No. So they catch us at 12, so we stay like 8 hours, and then many devotees came because they say, "Where is Hare Krishna?" No, we don't arrive in the temple. No, Harinam is not arriving in the temple. So where are the devotees? No, and they waiting. No, to still to 4 p.m. So they waiting 4 hours, and because sometimes in Mexico it's too slow, it's too much traffic, and so sometimes take like 4 hours just for go to the temple, or 2 hours, no? So, one devotee, when we was in the jail, one devotee, he because they take everything for you, but they you can get take your phone if you want to call for your family, or so you can bring your phone with you in the jail, no? And one devotee, he put on live in Facebook, no, like, "Hey man, we are in the jail, Hare Krishna," and you know, like this. And then I was giving lecture in the with the guys there, no? You can see this video in his Facebook. Yeah. So I was giving lecture there. You know, I was preaching in the jail with the we did like 3 hours kirtan, and then all guys from there, they start to sing, you know, they start to dance, you know? And then many of them, they was like they protesting, you know, and they was there because they protesting and they fighting with police, you know, because they don't feeling like satisfied in himself from this nature, this government, this kind of life. So when we start to preach to them, they accepting, you know, very quick, you know. They say, "Yeah man, I don't want to like this," no. So they accepting very quick, very fast, no, the Krishna consciousness. No, they was ready, no. So, and then they start to chant, you know, and in the jail they have like a small window, no, and you can see from the street from the window like this, no. And we was doing this, you know, this famous video, like, "Can you say Gauranga?" You know, somebody know this video? Yeah, We was doing this from the people out to the jail. "Hey," when somebody came and, "Hey, can you say Gauranga?" And how? You know, like, "Gauranga, can you say Gauranga?" And Gauranga. And all men from the jail, they was like, "Gauranga." And I just think like, "Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga." And the police say, "No, this is too much. These guys are very crazy. All time is chanting and..." No, and we was fasting, you know, like, we was in ecstasy, no, inside the jail, and in the Kadasi, in Baraja, the festival in the jail, no. And then one devotee came to 8 p.m., and he picked up us, and he paid for, no, and the police who catch us, she was there, and she say, "Sorry, I know the Hare Krishnas. Before I was practice Hare Krishna also. I was devotee of Krishna before. My mother, she was going to the temple before, like 20 years ago. And when I was a child, she bring me to the temple for take prasada, for go to the kirtan, you know? And she was devotee before, the police who catch us, you know? And she said, "Yeah, I like too much Hare Krishna. You know, I like Harinam, I like these things. But I don't like the fanatic devotees, so that's why I take you for the jail, for understand this, you know." And I was thinking, why we are in the jail, you know, like I was crying, "I'm in the jail in Baraja festival, you know, like, and we lost all festival, no, you know, because all festival was going in the temple and we was in the jail, like crying, like, but, you know, like, and I asking myself, when we are free from the jail, I was asking myself, why Krishna give this teaching to us, no? And when the police say this, you know, I don't like fanatic Hare Krishna. You know, I was thinking, oh, this is the very nice lesson to us. You know, don't be fanatic, you know. And most in Harinam, you know, it's more important in Harinam because you go to preach. No, you cannot be fanatic in the street. No, because you going for in the mood of make devotees, you know, take people, so you have to be very humble in the street. No, you cannot say to the people, no, you cannot fight with them. No, because you go to preach and you preach it with your example in the street. So you don't want to be like angry men, you know, like fanatic, you know. It's like when you see the Christians in the street and they preaching like, if you don't accept Jesus, you go to the hell, you know, like. Are you feeling like, oh, like, no, like, I don't know, you don't feeling good in your heart, you're feeling like pain, no, like fear, no, like. So we don't want to make this in the people, no. So this is one experience in my life. I have many, but this is one of them, and this is like a how you can see the holy name is when you chant Hare Krishna, the Krishna's love start to working, you know. And Krishna don't like fanatics people, you know. Don't like you know, like stupid devotees. He wants like intelligent devotees, intelligent people, no humble people. No, Krishna wants this, no? So in this time when the police say this, all knowledge was like appear, no, like, oh, what is this, no? No, and he teach me from this lady, no, and she is no devotee anymore, but you know, Krishna have connection with everybody, no, and in the heart, no, like Paramatma, so you can get information from everybody, no. Okay, it's okay, bro. You like this story? Or it's good. Yeah, it's many pastimes, no. Yeah. Okay, it's time for prasadam. If somebody have some question or some commentary before. Nothing. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.